stared at one of the twins.
Hi.
And the other twin and her friend got mad.
Why do you think they were mad? Look, y'all told me to take a picture. I'm taking a picture. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. What y'all was going to do if he took it? Y'all can't beat him. But these bitches so crazy and delusional, they probably think they could beat him. All three of them couldn't beat him. And I don't care if they all work out. But why do you think they were mad? Because he wasn't staring them down. They weren't protecting the other twin. It wasn't because they have some great moral compass. It's just because they was mad it wasn't them. That's it.
That's it. I'm going to slap you.
No, please.
I slap you. I slap you. Oh. I slap, slap, slap you. I'm slapping you silly because you disrespected me.
I feel like the world was better back when this was a little more acceptable. Bitches was in check. Society is better when bitches are in check. Now, look, fellas, don't do this because you're going to end up in jail and it's just not worth it. If you get to the point where you got to do this, just leave the relationship. There's other ways to do it mentally, as far as keeping a woman in check. But yeah, open hand slap, it was never that bad to begin with. It ain't like a closed fist. An open hand slap just to get somebody together. I ain't condoning violence, I'm just saying. Back in the day when a bitch got a good slappity slap slap, it wasn't the end of the world.
Hit the like button, you filthy animal. Do it for a rare breed.
She said all women should leave their family if she is not happy.
Once in a lifetime and you meet a dude that's like y'all.
Okay. So let me address the last 2 points and I'm going to let everybody chime back in. You said a woman should be respected if she leaves. I'm going to tell you why she should never be respected if she leaves. For one, she's breaking up the family unit. Number two, she's a loser. Number three, she's a quitter.
Because I'm supposed to let my daughter see me heartbroken and not happy, and just because that's her dad?
Well, marriage is not about happiness. Happiness is a temporary feeling. What? Would you agree?
So I'm no, you're not going to be happy throughout your marriage.
You're not going to be happy for 50 years. Let's be real. Yes, is that a that's can not, we agree to that?
Yeah, these bitches selfish. Look, back in the day, women didn't leave. The number one thing was keeping the family together. Even if the woman wasn't happy, hey, that's life. Most people ain't going to be happy in this life. Never have been, probably never will be. Yeah, it's a temporary feeling. You have little moments of happiness here and there. But here's the thing. Women are never going to be happy no matter what they get. They can get a tall, handsome movie star, but it's always going to be something. You work too much. Why did you do that kiss scene in the movie? It's always going to be something. Yeah, we live in a mansion, but it's so hard for me to clean it all. So if we're basing relationships and families working out based on a woman being happy all the time, then yeah, there'll be no families and be no society. And that's where we headed now.
It's not even.
So you can't base your marriage on happiness because happiness is a temporary feeling.
I'm not basing it on happiness, but if the bad is outweighing the good, you got to go. Okay, like it's not that deep.
I'm so glad that you said that. If the bad outweighs the good, that's your fault. Because you have to be accountable.
How is that my fault?
Let me explain. You have to be accountable for the partners that you choose. So the bad shouldn't have outweighed the good in the beginning because we are creatures of habit. So the people that you meet in the beginning, the majority of the time, they will be the same person that you met in the end.
Because so I'm just supposed to meet you and know 10 years from now, you this dog ass nigga.
No. Well, the fact that you refer to males as niggas show what type of woman you are to begin with. I already know you fuck with toxic guys. And it was exciting in the beginning, but yeah, women do get tired of it after a while. It's exciting in the beginning, but the cheating get old. You know, some of these dudes put their hands on women, that get old. That nonchalant, don't care attitude is sexy at first to women, but it get old. Should have picked a nice, boring guy. Yeah, you'd be bored with him too, and his boringness would get old, but hey. At least it'd be a healthy, stable environment for your kids. But you're not intelligent enough to pick that choice.
This Tuesday I turned 28 and boy, it's just getting harder to cope each year. By that age I failed basically everywhere, I don't own a car. My income can only provide me with the most basic needs. I've lost all my social contacts outside work circle, like I had any. Never had a woman, and on top of this I still live at my mother's place, but she is disabled and needs help, so I can't just ditch her and want no reason to make myself even worse. Right after my birthday, my cousin decided to introduce me to her female friend, who was really a fantastic girl. Well, we chatted. I even managed to arrange a date for tomorrow. But the next morning I've discovered another, "You're such a nice guy, but..." in my DMs, that's kinda new for me to be turned down before even seeing each other. Usually this used to happen after meeting. Today I woke up at 4 a.m. with a crystal clear thought that my life is completely empty. If I would die, no one except my mother would even notice. I don't know who I am anymore. What's my purpose in life? For what reason I was born? Etc. I simply ran out of coping material and reasons to struggle further.
Here's the thing, man. First off, everybody's struggling in the dating field. So it ain't just you. Most guys are, if that make you feel any better. The fact that you could even chop it up with a female and ask her out on a date says that you do have some type of charisma or some type of confidence. Because a lot of guys don't even have the balls to do that. It's really a numbers game. Far as not having a car, you can save up to get one. And no matter what kind of job you have, there's always things you could do to get a better job. There's always things you could do to improve yourself in every way, physically, mentally, all that. Start reading some books, get into some hobbies. You need to figure out what you like to do and see if you can figure out a way to make money from it. You need to save up, get you a car. Just get into action, man. Just get into action. And once you start doing all these things, going to the gym, get a hobby, find some topics to read up on, like, you'll start feeling better about life and you'll find your purpose. Hope that helped.
I began dating my boyfriend in 2019. At this point, I no longer see the future in our relationship. We are both worlds apart. Since March, we have only seen each other twice. He responds to my text messages only every few days, stating he's been busy with work. We live in separate cities. I can't tell, his family has not been receptive to me in his life. Considering our age difference, he never talks about our future or mentions any plans to move in together. Our bedroom is dead. Don't remember when was the last time we had sex. Probably in 2020. I don't want to break up with him over the phone. He deserves a lot better than this. But I am scared he's openly struggling with depression problems. I am afraid he might attempt and do something to himself. He was once married. His former wife cheated on him. He told me it is quite difficult for him to commit and he's been fearful since then. It even took him a considerable amount of time to tell me he loves me. I bring up therapy as an option to him once in a while. But he tells me he doesn't need it. He has also been struggling with substance issues. We once broke up over this when he put an edible into my food.
Yeah, that's some weirdo shit. Yeah, it sounds like he not really pressed to make this relationship work one way or another. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a blow to him. And then you said his family don't accept you and y'all haven't had sex in like a year. Yeah, the relationship basically over anyway. Just seemed like he chicken shit and don't want to end it. So he'll probably be relieved when you end it.